Welcome to the Chart Topping Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Number 38.
Hello, here I am again, this is Repsy here, welcome everyone to the Veritex Topping Show. So, Jamie just said this is still not the best version of Wilderness. Well, number 38 was not named Wilderness actually. It's Wastelands from Dynamite Deca, which is known in the Western world as Die Hard Arcade. That crazy arcade-ish game for the Saturn and the arcades. Which was a lot of fun when I was younger, I've got to say. I had tons of fun with that. I hope you guys know it and I hope you guys enjoy it. Rob KTA just announced that he's composing a new Little Mouse Mania album. We are definitely looking forward for that one, and I'm pretty sure our resident remix expert Rexy will be on top of that. And Electric Boogaloo just said that the game is powered by the Saturn-based Sega Titan video. Then that makes sense why the conversion was so smooth for the Saturn, unlike those Model 2 games like Sega Rally and Daytona USA and Virtual Fighter. Virtual Fighter 2 was actually a good port, but like Fighting Vipers and Virtual One, all of those were massively downgraded for the Saturn, yet Die Hard Arcade was not. That's nice to know, Meanwhile, as I was saying, I have no idea where in Dynamite Tekka or Die Hard Arcade, depending on where you are, that Golden Axe track plays, but Sega Rally was a good port. The graphics were massively downgraded, but I've got to admit the gameplay was still pretty much intact. There were noticeable flaws. Like, it didn't feel nearly as genuine or realistic as the original, to be honest. But still, yeah, I agree that it was very much enjoyable, which you probably could not say the same about Daytona USA, the Saturn version, that felt stiff even back in the day. Radiant Silvergun, Terra Diver, and Decathlete were on the STV as well. Decathlete, I remember that one. That had a different name somewhere, didn't it? Like Virtual Athlete, I think it was Virtual Athlete somewhere. It was that game where you had to pick between 10 very generic guys, like the Japanese one was that punk hero kind and the German guy was blunt and muscled. Those classic stereotypes, and all of them had to compete in lots of Olympic athletic sports. And yep, we can play as a horse on Daytona USA. I remember that. He would skid a lot on over grass. Whenever we stepped on grass with it, it would just skid, and it would be a lot worse than getting there with a real car. So moving along, we're going to have you know how this goes by now, right? We are going to, off flipping course, we're going to have the tracks between 20 and 16 until the next break. So guys, enjoy! Number 20 was Destruction! I'll give you a few seconds to guess what game it is from. Jamie, by the way, that's Manex TT. The delay, Electric Boogaloo was faster than me because of the delay, but yeah, I answered this as soon as it appeared on my screen. Unfortunately, due to this delay, I'm pretty sure only things that no one else knows, those are the only ones I can actually answer people with. And I'm pretty sure the ship track was interesting, but I haven't found it yet. God, I love the delay. And this sentence just showed. It's probably like 30 seconds. Anyway, so no one tried to take a guess at what game Destruction is from. Well, it's from a Sega Saturn classic, pretty much like Veritex's preference. It's from Dark Savior. Enjoy it!
Number 20.
So, Electric Boogaloo just posted that Dark Savior was co-written and produced by the late Shinya Nishigaki, writer and producer of Blue Stinger and Ill Bleed. Which is actually curious because...
Number 19.
Blue Stinger's got the track in number 19. It's To the Center.
Hey guys, it's DJ AlphaDog 1996 from Sega Generations, and I'm part of Radio Sega 2.
Number 18.
Number 18, Flag to Flag, in the heat of...
Number 17.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Racer based on the defunct Champ Kart American series to a vocal track from a Sonic game, and not a highly regarded one at that. Live Life from Sonic and the Black Knight. Chart 1, Hide Out from the 8-bit classic Quackshot. And how did you miss this top ad lately, guys? It's been one of the ones that I've been using the least lately, but well, here it is at its rightful point on a regular show. You have heard tracks from 20 to 16, and wait, Quack Shot is 16-bit, then I think I was confusing it with the Mayui Mallard one, the Donald Duck classic game from the Master System. What was it called? I'm pretty sure it was great and I've seen it when I was really young. I might have played it, I'm not entirely sure. And good afternoon, Mikhail. You've missed a couple of racing tracks already. From Flag to Flag, Deep Duck Trouble. That's probably what it is. Thank you, Electric Boogaloo. I'm pretty sure it is, yeah, I think you're right. As I was saying, Mikhail, so you lost tracks from Bow, Flag to Flag, and that's it. For some reason I thought there was... okay, so someone talked about Manic City. Ah, never mind. I'm just rusty. But speaking... this is not necessarily a racing game, but the next track is going to be still about driving cars around. It's not exactly the most beloved game from this franchise, but it's been kind of an attempt to rekindle it and use it to improve Sega's presence on the mobile market. Lucky Dime Caper. I'll check it on the next track. While the next track plays Electric Boogaloo. As you probably have guessed from what I said before, it's from Crazy Taxi Fare Wars, and it's what I... The track is aptly named for what I often hear other Radio Sega DJs complain about. No one hears me.
Number 15. Number 14.
Number 14 is Giant Creature from Panzer Dragoon 5.
Number 13.
And at number 14 we have Welcome to the Machine, another new entry, this time from the Mega CD version of Echo the Dolphin.
Number 12. Number 11.
Yep, number 11 was definitely Veritex's doing. It was Biohazard Battle, the game that is, and the track was from Stage 2 and 6. Number 12 was from the the Japanese arcade game Border Break. It was called Be Ambitious. There was something I was thinking and I just completely forgot about it. Oh, okay, so Stage 2 and 6 from Biohazard Battle was the track that, you know, on those Mega Drive Super remixes. A medleys that comprise bits of tons of games. It's probably like 30-40 games. Those remixes are awesome. Please remind me to play one of them when this show ends, if there's still time. I'll show you what I mean. I'll actually ask you to name the most games you recognize in there. It's all Mega Drive games. Anyways, if you watched the Discord post on the show's channel, on the Radio Sega server, obviously, you could see that I was planning to use my middle segment to do something that I had planned to do for a while. About a month ago, it was the Mortal Kombat Fighting to Streams flashback, and now we're going to have the sequel. The thing is, so I've got the recording that I'm going to eventually turn into an intro for this segment, but you know, with all these not using the PC and just arriving back at where I've been living lately after visiting my parents, yada 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 yada, I could not create that intro yet, so I'll pretty much leave you with the dry recording.
Fights into Streams flashback.
So, yeah. That's very provisional. That's the only time I'm going to be playing that specific dry recording. But we're going to have tons of Mortal Kombat 2 awesomeness now, guys. I think it was, obviously the Sega Genesis version again, Electric Boogaloo, because Fights into Streams was a show that dedicated itself to fighting games on the Sega hardware, consoles or arcades, and included both Sega and third-party games, and that's exactly what it still is in the form of flashbacks. So, yeah, right, bring the SNES version to the Fights into Streams flashback. Oh well, guys, so let's enjoy some Mortal Kombat 2 tracks. I'm pretty sure I'll have more info about them to tell you as it goes. It's obviously going to begin with the title theme. Meanwhile, as someone chooses their character, thanks to Electric Boogaloo, I just know that it's composed by Dan Forden, the original, obviously, and the arrangements and additional compositions by Matt Furniss.
Hello everyone, I'm Petit Kess, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
Come on!
Hi, I'm Jamie64326, and I'm on Fed of Triple Trouble, and I'm Radio Sega 2.
after this huge Mortal Kombat 2 intake, we're going to get to number 10 and go from there.
Number 10.
Number 10 is Stand Up Against Myself, Omake Bonus Theme, from Thunder Force 4, or Lightning Force Quest for the Dark Star.
Number 9.
pretty sure Golden Axe 3 is yet another new game on CTS. And this is Bloody Street at number 9.
Number 8.
Classic Dynamite Deca. This is actually on the first stage, if I'm not mistaken. I've got to play this game again and find out where this is from. This is awesome. And according to Jamie, Colon X3 was on this show before, apparently, but I don't remember it, honestly.
I'm Green Viper 8 of Sega's Final Console on Sonic Colors level with one letter removed fame, and you're listening to the Tart Chopping Show with Rav C.
Number 7.
We'll be right back.
from NASCAR Arcade. Or NASCAR Robin Racing, this is Watch Me Fly from Crash Party. It's number 7. How this goes, guys, and next week there's going to be a new segment, a whole new segment, and it's going to be, I'm going to request all of your votes, but I believe it's going to be pretty interesting, because we're going to sort of It's going to determine what's the most popular track of some sorts, but there's always going to be curveballs. You will see what it is like later on. Don't worry. I hope you guys have been enjoying the show. Welcome, Ancient Light, former Lost Impact, to the show. There's only 5 left. Yep, just like Electric Boogaloo pointed again. And Jamie just said he hasn't heard any of his requests, and yep, someone you know who was very active on the request front last week, so you've got all face up to him by requesting as well. Wait. No, I just noticed, why were those oh no, oh no from Electric Boogaloo and Ancient Light? Was that because of the Crush 40 album live track? Yeah, you guys will tell me later. For now, let's see if Sonic survives.
5 left. It's close now.
Number 5.
Where's that damn 4th Chaos Emerald?
This is Sonic and Knuckles theme from Virtual Sonic, which, according to Sonic Retro, is a quite odd album. An album of music related to the Sonic of the Hedgehog franchise, though containing tracks featured in Sonic the Hedgehog, Spinball, and Sonic and Knuckles. 2/3 of the songs on this release are original compositions not seen anywhere else by Howard Rosen. Though not commercially available until 1996, tracks were actually written and recorded 3 years prior. Blah blah blah, he was rushed to finish it in time for the opening of the Sega store in the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas.
Number 4.
Where's that damn 4th Chaos Emerald?
Good. I'm part of moving forward, but ways are lost ahead, they're all blue and blurred. Oh, it's the pressure of being aware, but too afraid it all might die. Some things they never mend. I know I'm never the same again. Day by day, only time will tell if it's meant to be. I'm yours alone, even if you're not with me. For you are my why, my why.
This is Worth a Chance on Sonic and the Secret Rings, and Steve Conte provided the vocals while Philip Sass provided the piano.
Hello everyone, I'm John the Wayoshi, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
Number 3.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Here is that some kind of signal that you're trying to send about Shadow? Wonder Man being number 2 prompted this reaction from JWTF. Well, but yep, the 7 inches version of Wonder Man by the by Right Separate is number 2. Show is about to end, guys. We have number one left, and which is actually not a surprise to everyone, obviously, but it's still a surprise because it's not even been on the show before. I think you'll like it anyway. Thanks everyone who was here to listen to this comeback to the airwaves. For me and my microphone, because I did host the show 2 weeks ago and I did record the majority of last week's show. We've all got Green Viper 8 to thank for last week's show. Either way, I hope you guys reward him. Let's see if you like it. Again, thanks everyone. Next week, the CTS will have news and a new segment. Enjoy your week and listen to Radio Sega tomorrow. The Blue Zone.
Number one. We'll be right back. That's no use! Whew. So far, so good. Hey, that's...
That blue hedgehog again of all places.
I found you, Faker.
Faker? I think you're the fake hedgehog around here. You're comparing yourself to me? Huh, you're not even good enough to be
my... I'll make you eat those words!
There's no time to play games. You won't even get the chance.
Let's see how many different games you can tell apart here. Then CTS is over.
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Sega.